Chapter 47. Ron read and was impressed. Paul Panini wrote, "Not all Indian cultures were peaceful. Some were as brutal as the Europeans." Mark Simon wrote, "I like the first part. How do you find a people?" Ron smiled. These two were smart, and the cat classroom had been a catalyst. He thought, maybe a classroom has less to do with being a physical place than I thought it did. Maybe a classroom is only special for that time and those moments when it's functioning. His mind flashed to classrooms that he'd been in. The first one that he remembered was Mrs. Francis' kindergarten class. It was a huge room filled with wooden floors that creaked and had lots to do. He loved it. Things got darker. He saw himself in fourth grade, hurling his books when he was told that he had detention for something that he didn't do. Ron glanced back at the papers. Edward Lang had written, "Civilization comes at a price, but it's good." Ron smiled and relaxed into his papers and forgot the time or where he was expected to be. Celeste came into the basement quietly. Ron was sprawled on the bed, and there were stacks of papers everywhere. His incredibly large and clumsy book bag was open. She smiled. She approached. He didn't know that she was in the room until a blur caught the corner of his eye. Now she was standing there, naked. Ron scrambled to put the papers away. He knew that his boys would understand. Celeste slept quietly, and Ron put on the desk lamp. He finished reading William Bradford for the second time and tried not to hate it. Then he smiled. They would read it and hate it, too. Maybe he could teach them to find a new perspective on the things that they seemed to hate but were forced to accept. This was what we have in our literature book as the first piece of reading. Let's look at it. A hard crossing. Illness. Only a fragment left of what had come. This is our fragment, our piece of what has survived. That's why I wanted you to read it, said Ron. Paul Panini said, "Don't we have to read it?" "That too," said Ron. "I tried for a while some way to come here and tell you why I think you should read it. It's not great writing. It's not even good." "Why then? How can I stand here and expect you to trust me when I have to choose from a selected group of material? Answer is that I'm trying to work out and giving it my best shot. Let's see how it goes. I have an idea." Ron picked up their literature book. It was his copy. The pages were dog-eared. There were foreign objects slid between the pages. "I've taken a hard look at this and decided that it would benefit you to know what is in here." Ron looked out into the room. There were the two in the back, Panini and Simon, but there were more. Sal Tolino could catch. He had always been able to catch. He could run, and he wasn't afraid to take a hit. But he was also under some pressure to read. It was parentally induced. Ron understood that. But Sal was in his class now. Even though they had little contact on the field, they were on the team. There was a tentative bond. Sal looked up and met his eyes. Sal grinned. "Tell us what it is." "This book isn't what's important here. It's our minds, meeting, and exploring. There is some really good stuff in here. I'll cut out the crap as best as I am able. This is what I want. You gotta read what I tell you to read." They were quiet. They weren't sure what he was telling them to do. What was the assignment? "I want you to read it until you understand it. When I assign too much, tell me. That's what I want from each assignment." Ron looked the football player in his eyes. "Can you do that, Tolino?" "Yes, coach."